What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about superheroes, anime, comic books, and manga. I'm your host, King Spider-Man. On this episode, it's a special episode. I brought in some of my friends and business partners, Angel Baby, Meet the Tylers podcast. Deshaun's there. Frank is there. Mika's there. You know what I'm saying? And we really just kind of, you know, just rocked out for a little bit. Had, you know, random conversation talking about different things. You know what I'm saying? We were sitting there talking about what we're doing for the Stoner's Ball. For those of you that don't know, if you're listening to this before November 17th, this Friday is the third annual Stoner's Ball, the Stoner Games. Make sure y'all come out and have a good time with us. And also, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Crave Reviews. That's at K-R-A-V-V-E underscore R-E-V-V-I-E-W-S to stay caught up on episodes, events, and special guests. Again, thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed the conversation, leave a comment or DM us your take on it. Enjoy the podcast.
It's not what I meant to start off with. It's that gas. It's that gas, bitch. Welcome.
You are listening to Crave Reviews. And if you hear coughing, it's because we're getting ready for the Stoner's Ball. Stoner's Ball. We're just pre-gaming for the Stoner's Ball. November 17th, 2023 is the third annual Stoner's Ball, the Stoner Game. So y'all make sure that you dress like it's a ball, because it's called, that's just not called the Stoner's Ball for nothing.
Exactly.
Make sure y'all come out, you know what I'm saying? Support, we're going to have drinking game, we're going to have Stoner Game, we're going to have big rolling contest. Hey, performances, vendors,
my mom, your mom,
yeah, it's late, everybody's going to be there, and we might have a special guest, as always.
Remember last year, shout out to Kay Capri from Johnson's Cabaret for coming through and doing her thing last year. Very, very big up, very, very well done, and very, very beautiful, like that. One of the highlights.
Very tall.
Yeah, very tall.
very tall.
It adds to the beauty. And just, you know, saying again, we're going to be doing it at the same place we did the first one. And also, shout out to a lot of the people that came out and made that a star-studded event, including one of the performers from, what's the shit with Nick Cannon?
Wildin' out.
We did have some people in the building. Shout out to all the vendors. Shout out to everybody that do the shit to Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? It's a way. We gotta do it the best way possible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
Stoner's Ball, get your tickets now.
Please.
Can't do it without you guys. We try to make it the best every year.
Oh, they are. I wasn't sure.
They ashtrays. Okay. Rolling trays.
They look like candle holders.
Shit, they are. They're on purposes. Okay. I'm not real ashtrays in real life. I can, but I just like.
Angel, can you put one to the side for me?
What?
He just want to roll over his bed and be like,
oh, yeah, Angel made this.
These my ashtrays and shit. I'm burnt the fuck out. Anything you find in this bitch, the tray and the ash, it's gonna be an ashtray. You gonna look in it and see ash. Somebody said, isn't that you just prep food? No, today you're gonna prep your weed on there, okay? Exactly. So weed prep weed 101. Trade. You're gonna get the charcuterie. What is it called? Cause so I think
the charcuterie board.
Cause I can't pronounce shit
it's
right.
It's called the accoutrement.
Okay, that part.
The charcuterie
nigga, when I first pronounced this shit, I started saying coochie board.
Coochie board.
Coochie board. I was burnt the fuck out.
Who's the event?
The accoutrement.
This nigga right here, Boss Frank, he knows all the words.
The charcuterie board. You put it up there and they eat it.
The only reason why I know that shit is because of 40-year-old version. It's like, oh yeah, I made it to the egg salad on the weekend. I had the eggs and all the accoutrement.
You let it spread out. Listen.
But then I realized.
And y'all don't know, I have to have a candle lit. But it's not, I don't have a candle lit because I'm like that. It's just spiritual. I'm looking into the candle. I'm praying and shit. Bitch be losing the lighter. The bitch can't find no lighter. And I don't have a gas stove. And my electric stove still serves purpose because I know how to make fire with electric. Wow. Ask somebody. You better ask everybody. Ask everybody. But I light a candle just in case my lighter get lost.
I didn't know.
So I can light my blood.
I
didn't know. Oh, shit. I didn't know tonight. I was like a year old when I learned that this bitch was talking about. I didn't even know they had electrical motherfucking pleasure devices.
What are you talking about? Accoutrement?
You said it's electric.
How did a song
wiggy,
go?
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. What was she talking about? Right. Think about the song. Ooh, it's shocking. Yeah. It's electric.
That's all?
Like,
oh, yeah. That's what they're recording.
We're going to make a song.
And then look, it kind of made me feel away because I remember like barbecues back in the day.
Because he made the best booty shaking, remaking of ass love making I Stole Your Baby Mama in the Take It music. He made a
song. You know we can't be trusted.
You can't trust
black people.
They just ruined everything.
You know we can't be trusted.
You know how long it took to realize what the fuck my mama meant.
I just feel like somebody gonna get electric. But that's probably how she made the song. The bitch probably got electric.
Yes. I didn't find that out. That's what
she said. Think about. I think
she
got
electric. I was here and everywhere. It's electric.
You know, they were very vulnerable.
They were, and they're talking about us, right?
Very fucking vulgar.
And the word to specifically use is vagina and penis. And they want to make it like it's a bad word. And you're really supposed to say it as a vagina and penis. Exactly. So it's like, how do you fucking check your kid?
I mean, nobody's going to make
you tell them it's electric.
Like, let me get that back.
I might make a song. You know who gonna make a song saying that Suki or Sukiana, what's her name? Red. Red. Because they be saying
sexy
everything.
Red. They're gonna say every vulgar terminology.
They're gonna do everything. Her
associated with vagina.
It's chlamydia.
It's gonna be that vagina.
Mm-hmm. Her perfume is chlamydia.
It screams herpes to me.
And her, no, it's, she said yellow like the shit that come out your vagina. She said, I wanted to make something for bitches that got that yellow shit coming out there. But okay, don't quote me because we is probably. But it was something like that. Like, in the words of something like the fat. Yeah, booty hole brown. Because bitches' booty holes is brown. And then she was like that yellow shit that come out your vagina. And I was like, okay, bitch. But I
don't think nobody else know either.
Out of town. Dug it with her rounds. That's another couple.
Now I'm curious. I want to know what my asshole look like.
And period red. Period red. Because
I ain't never thought to look.
Period red.
Because first of all, nobody.
And I got a song that says cherry cranberry mix with cranberry or something.
Apparently booty holes are brown.
I mean on the outside. Everything brown on the outside. Till you open it up. Not right now.
I ain't never seen my booty hole before, so I'm not sure.
But it's brown to your middle.
My booty hole color is, so.
You never seen two girls?
You know, it just feel like that bitch got a lot of time on her hand. Because I just, like, I said, like, okay, so bitches will stand up one time in their life and piss, right? We'll stand up, we'll pull the toilet seat up. We'll stand up and piss like we got a thing. One, three, four times in our life at least. Twice, okay? We gonna stand up and piss like a nigga. We gonna try.
Yeah.
Okay? But I ain't never just sat there and looked at my booty hole before. I ain't gonna even lie to you because who got that much time on their hands?
I
just
always
figured
you was
brown. What part would you investigate? Would you have, I mean, would you make sure it's brown or would you, like, what would we be looking for?
It's just going to school.
It's just a booty hole. What was that?
Check that for hemorrhoids. That's like looking in the mirror and trying to look inside your ear.
The whole body brown on the outside,
open
it up, or whatever color.
That's the motherfuckers being tricked by them porn videos they be watching. Them bitches who bleach and goes to the spot and get they, because I ain't even did that shit. Bitch, you ain't about to be examining my butthole. And look, it's like I'm already embarrassed by the doctor. Like, who the fuck, the doctor and his motherfucking tools? Like, who to say they really like sterile?
People in
there. Like, I worked there before.
It's not open season for y'all.
Just to clean your hair.
I'm confused. Is the hair meant to protect your booty hole from fucked up ass shit that's trying to go up in your booty hole? So if you get your booty hole hair out your booty hole, how much motherfucking shit going up in your ass? And for the holes that like to go raw up in the hole.
That's why.
Because the shit gonna fall out eventually. Because I heard a lot of niggas say that bitches' assholes was loose enough for the shit to fall out. I done had no conversation.
It do if you try it.
You have too, girl.
It do.
I be telling my niggas like too much information, but tell me.
But right, I wanna know.
I tried it. It was loose. I couldn't control it.
And that enough that when you accidentally slip and hit the booty hole with the
tip, I wasn't brave, and it was a little one too.
That shit hurt for like 3 days.
That shit don't feel right. I don't know. I ain't never experienced that shit. I am not a real bitch named bitch
that could take it up the bitch. But I'm just saying that shit, that accidental oops.
There's some things you just ain't supposed to do. That's one of them.
That's one of them. Yep.
I feel like this conversation has spiraled. It went so fucking far out of control. It turned serious though, right? It's fine. And then it went serious. I didn't want to break the mood. I'm like, man, I'm gonna let this shit keep going. It just kept going and going and going. It's like I really be curious about these bitches' mind frames
and writing in music. Because I'm not saying, because sometimes I could write music watching cartoons. Not trying to be funny.
I mean, it's simple. But I really had this idea in the back of my mind to literally make music that's literally the most negative shit possible. I'm talking about making music that's just like, yeah, kill that nigga, stab him in the face, let him die like that. And then I guarantee
you, the Illuminati is going to contact you immediately and be like, you are
the one.
You are the one.
You're the
go-to.
Fuck this shit.
I'm sorry, but this
I've got 300 million right now.
These men in power only want to hear a woman talk about the only thing they give a fuck about.
That's it.
We're not at the WNBA. Why you think we care about a woman's rapper?
And I'm not saying because it's going to look like an alien. I just think that's a baby an alien. She's gonna be one of them babies of the science fiction because she's like, I was sucking
my stuff.
Oh, no.
And then the crazy part is a lot of times it be niggas writing those lyrics for those females.
Cause when City Girls lyrics is all by a nigga, Yachty. I said, this is whole bitch Tennessee's at its best. When I say bitch Tennessee's at his best, I'm like, who the fuck is thinking to walk around as a grown ass man? Like, I don't know they lyrics for real because I don't listen to the music that hard. But whatever they lyrics is, who the fuck think about that as a man walking around like throwing his head like and dispronouncing motherfucking words and shit.
Some of them women's songs, you would have to have a little spice in you. To
you have to have some motherfucking like, sugar in that same rumbling.
You can write for a woman to a certain degree, but some of them lyrics, You'd have to know some shit.
If it took a nigga like that to write for female, Saucy Santana is like the dream of female artists. Cause the dream is pretty solid as a writer for R&B artists. That's why he just dropped that hit, got the fuck on. Like, I can do it in front of the camera or behind the camera. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause in the falsetto.
Yeah. Neo, one of them too.
But Neo is really a camera nigga though.
He
loves
the camera.
Yeah, Neo put that ball there.
He's got more songs behind the camera.
He does.
Yeah.
But he also got a lot of, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, that's a huge fucking accolade for that type of primetime money. You know what I'm saying? Nick Cannon made his bones off of primetime shit.
So. Oh, that nigga is killing it off of primetime and them babies, and he's making it natural and normal. Any nigga that would have had, like, even with these shows that's coming out with the, with the different relationship, you know, with everybody being together or whatever. Even the comedian D-Ray, he had his show where his two bitches was together and they were doing their shit. But it's like really becoming normal with Nick Cannon running the stage with it. He's running the shit with it. And now it's like about to be multiple niggas with 7 motherfucking baby mamas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because this nigga Ray J and the rest of the people over there that's executive producing at Zeus is doing the same trend.
That's okay with it, though. That, like, they're promoting it and it's okay. And not to mention the court, after so many children, dismiss child support.
Yeah. I mean, because if you got a nigga like...
And they spoke on it in his thing. I was like, you motherfucker. You over here cracking the code.
I feel like if you got a baby daddy like Nick Cannon, you shouldn't even worry about child support. That's not something...
If he paying though, like, how, like, if he paying them and he keeping them quiet though, do you think he make them sign a contract? I think that nigga make them bitches sign a contract.
Of course, there's a contract there, but Nick Cannon doing the smart thing because there would never be a rape charge brought up against that nigga.
Never.
Like, nigga, I'm pregnant, all the bitches I fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't a loose drag out there. Like, everything not hit. Got kids, don't miss.
And every kid owns a business, so. You're tax free those first 18 years when the business is in a baby. He pays himself $100 a week as an employee.
Yeah.
All the rest of his money is back into movie theaters, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep, all his franchises. Absolutely. Yep. I can't wait till we start franchising. You motherfuckers is cracking these codes and telling them, and these people be in la la land, and some people don't believe it or don't believe they can achieve it. So a lot of people is not listening to this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the shit is literally out there, from the war to the devil to the this to the that to the Bible to the Russian to the ma ba ba da da da. It's there, and everybody is seeing it, and a lot of people is in their zone, and they're not pulling their foot.
There's a lot going on in the world right now. And it's definitely time to do what happened in the end. You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to be going up to heaven, or you're going to have to deal with with the Mad Max world. We're going to be in this bitch riding through with vehicles and slapping motherfuckers with wrench irons and shit. So it's like, we're heading towards dystopia.
We're heading towards the good times.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting shit fucking rocking. So, if you see me out here and I got two swords and I'm just randomly killing motherfuckers, don't think I'm crazy.
You got swords.
Check the TV. This nigga Frank just killed somebody in our front yard. I'll be like, what the fuck? I thought the power was just out. I'll be like, you guys need to get out the house now.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to get right with the bow and arrows. We're gonna have to study them Africans.
We need to get away from the South. Like, that's, I'm letting y'all know that now. There's too many these motherfuckers, country backwood motherfuckers, that definitely got that shit. They're gonna be like, what the fuck was that? A big ass bow and arrow gonna be hanging out your ass. Like,
I know how to use that.
Yeah. You're gonna probably have to kill it. What's his name again? Wyatt? I'm sorry. He's the first hostage.
I practiced the king first.
Like, we got Wyatt. Where the fuck is the Wyatt
in the phone? I had a friend when I was in elementary school that had the knife on the rope, like Scorpio. Like, what's his name? Scorpion. From Mortal Kombat.
I got my headphones.
We was in third grade, bro. Bro, he really did pull that shit out. Like, bro, he was on some other shit. He threw a spear at me. I don't know what the fuck was going on. He had a homemade spear. You know what I'm saying? And he missed. And the rest of my friends, they came through riding on the bikes. And they riding around him. And this nigga pulled that shit out and started swinging that shit.
Yeah, he was
going
to get busted. Like, because
when
you a kid, it's like, yo, the first nigga step
up. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? Yeah.
The kids is the one that's fearless, though. They the ones who'll do it.
Yeah, because we all gonna find out. Didn't you see it? Them motherfuckers had to band together. This is battery acid, you motherfuckers. Like, look, kill that nigga. Spray that nigga down. This is battery acid. He's like, where the fuck are your parents? But y'all would be in the fucking sewer right now. Trying to battle a fifth-dimensional imp. Trying to fucking kill him. Like, what the fuck? Even in the new movie, I'm like, yo, where are these kids? Like, these, like, no parent, just like, yo, you know, why are you so dirty and scraped up? Like, yo, I ask this, the simple questions in movies. Like, why the fuck are your clothes tattered?
My mama didn't say shit either.
Nah, nigga, the way them kids be coming back in movies sometimes, it be like, yo, what the fuck happened to you?
Like, who cares?
Oh, you should see my kids coming in from the woods, and they have, like, a few stones. They done seen skulls or, like, whatever they think is skulls from the deers or whatever. They come back fucked up, and I think they come in from soft land. But them kids come back fucked up. I used to say, what the fuck? Now I say, take your clothes off over there.
Your kids is out there battling fucking Pennywise.
That's crazy. Your kids will save the world four times. You don't even know it.
I told them motherfuckers, I said, don't go get kidnapped in the woods by the motherfucking aliens.
Like, is it? They're out there fighting a fifth dimensional imp.
You know these kids ain't walking straight, right? You know they ain't on their property no more, right? They in somebody else's yard and shit, looking at they shit. I'm like, if you don't get your little, I'm lost in the wood ass.
That's what happened to Sling Blade.
I'm saying.
Hey.
Sling Blade.
I don't fuck around with certain shit.
And he knew he was going back to that crazy shit. He was prepared. That nigga was like,
yeah, that's his favorite thing.
That was my shit, though. I watched that shit 20 times. Am I crazy?
No.
I love that shit.
What
did
he say? He said, damn near cut his head.
Damn near chopped his head off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't playing them games. He was like, nigga, you ain't fuck with my friend. My friend.
He was like, what you fixing to do with that? Well, I guess I'm fixing to kill you with it. He was like, well, alright. I guess you might as well get on with it.
That nigga cracked open that beer and went crack.
Yeah.
It was a crack.
I don't test niggas gangsters. I don't got time for that shit. Cause I'm too little for that shit. I don't test niggas gangsters. I don't test bitches gangsters. I don't test kids gangsters.
Cause you know them motherfucking kids be fucking their parents up now. We in the generations of kids killing their parents.
About my kids fucking me up ever.
I don't fucking play.
Going to jail, but you won't never see
them. I just know I ain't falling. You ain't getting on me, bro. My aim is stupid too. I had to really shell shock my kids in the beginning and let them know I'm crazy, so that they know by the time they turn 5 and 6, like, this bitch is crazy. And then after that, I be straight. I don't even be tripping that hard. You feel me? For real. Fuck that. These kids gotta know. These some new kids on the block. When I learned that niggas be rolling on their bikes, rolling up, and they'll shoot you in your face and then drive off on a bike and not get caught, I was like, okay. That's Grand Theft Auto.
Did you know Attila the Hun came back to that's this Grand Theft Auto and found out about fucking mobile scooters?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Repeat yourself.
So,
did you know that? Oh, no, not until it was Genghis Khan.
Imagine this. You on your way home from work. It's about 9 o'clock at night. You look up, and all you see is a bunch of niggas on scooters. As you get closer, nigga, it's Genghis Khan and his army. Oh, all of them niggas is on a scooter. I'm talking about just moving through, sweeping the fucking city, tearing shit up.
I don't think Genghis Khan seen a switch yet.
That's crazy. That's how like on the bikes was in the city.
You know,
every nigga that does in movies like that, they always got some shit that they throw.
Yeah, you gonna have to throw some shit.
What the fuck? And they throw a bunch of it.
Because in real life. The thing that he, I think the thing that he found was like the utilization of like elephants and horses and shit, like and animals and shit. You know what I'm saying? So on the Legends of Tomorrow, they had this. It's a time travel show. Eventually, you're gonna run into Genghis Khan or Attila the Hun or fucking anybody, Hitler. You know what I mean?
Right.
They run into Genghis Khan, accidentally bring him to the present. To this dimension. Nigga find a fucking scooter and it's like. Oh, and he ordered. He was in a warehouse. He was in a warehouse full of them bitches. And this nigga raised an army of people to fight with him and ride these fucking scooters, and they had to stop him.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
for real.
My bad. I had to
put
some context in there because. You said that shit, and that shit was hilarious when I was watching it.
I was in Cali one day, and they had, like, everybody was on the scooter. It was, like, a night like that. But we be having them nights where you riding bikes and shit. But, like you said, them gang gangs.
Mm-hmm.
On the gang gang? Fucking this. Boy, stop.
Where's your commode at?
To the back, to the left, to the left.
To the back, to the left, to the left?
Mm-hmm. The last door to the left, to the left.
So there's a left and then a left.
Yeah. So all the last door to the left.
Doing like a...
Yep, the last door to the left. To the left, to the left.
When people say to the left, to the left, it's like to the
left. Everything we own
is up to the left, nigga. But yeah. I would do that too. I would keep me a scooter. Like, okay, so what would you do to prepare for some horrific type of event when it comes to, like, if it was a bomb to, like, take place, right? And it was time. Like, and then,
all the way, that last door, it looks like it's the room. Go in there and then go to the left.
Okay.
And you had, like, and something was to drop, right? And for vehicle purpose, what would you have? What would you get? Me personally, I want an old school, okay? I want something that the government and everybody can't shut down electronically, like with the shut-off switch, right?
Yeah.
That they can't control.
Some shit you still got to roll the window down.
That I could still roll in. Uh-huh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you still got
to. And I will roll the window down, and you can hit it with a hammer to start it, or you can push it.
Right.
Versus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I would, like, so what would you guys, like, do? Because for me... I ain't saying I'm planning it to happen, but I be like on some preparation type shit in life, period. And like personally, I would have me an old school. I will automatically learn how to develop and build a natural bomb. I will learn how to make acid. I will learn how to do that shit because like that shit is very powerful. I would avoid people that would blow up themselves and kill themselves for the cause because I don't want none of that shit over here. You know how that shit go? You know how the people in the other countries and they serving Allah and they be like, this is for Allah, and then they go push the button and then we all dying? No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I have no idea what I would do. I would just have to make it up as I go along because I don't, I don't have any weapons. I don't carry guns.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For some reason, I lost both of my fucking knives. I had curved knives.
I love my knives.
But I mean, it would probably be good to get an old school car.
You have to, so you get around, right?
Yeah, that would be the best
thing.
Because
a lot of people's shit gonna be stuck.
Right.
Them Teslas and shit, they ain't going nowhere, bro.
Right.
And you know what else you should do? Like, me personally, just with the times and age, it's like, okay, I want to fly a car. So I would, like, definitely invest in pilot license. Because with the natural disasters and the shit, and all the movies, is always that nigga that know how to fly that plane, or that know how to fly that plane, or you know somebody that know how to fly that plane.
Yeah, but they always, they also be the ones that sacrifice themselves to blow up the alien mothership.
The ones, the ones who do it, but it's always the ones that get you out. Like, because the last movie that I watched, it was so funny because it's like, it was like the Russian guy, he had all the money and he was able to get on the boat or whatever the shit was for the end of the world, and or whatever the fuck was going on, but, or the submarine, it was a submarine, and but the dude, the boyfriend, the fiance or the ex wife boyfriend knew how to fly, or he took pilot classes, and no, he didn't know how to fly that big ass plane, but he was familiar enough to make it work and to be instructed. And you're right, because the Russian dude that flew the plane sacrificed his motherfucking life, and the girlfriend was having an affair with that motherfucker, bro.
Because it's the only way.
That's crazy.
The only way to do it is we gotta crash the plane into the middle and blow up the whole ship.
I crash
it's always the pilot.
You can crash it, but I'm doing it. Because I want my life. But my thing is, I
only saw one person survive that, and that was Black Panther when he detected that fucking Kree battleship on the other side of that wormhole and hit the button to teleport itself out of there before the fucking portal collapsed on him in Avengers Earth Mightiest
Heroes. Well, we gonna teleport the fuck out of here too, because I'm not sacrificing shit. I ain't gonna even try to be funny with y'all or nothing. But I ain't gonna be that bitch with that button, like nigga, what? I'm doing that shit. I'm getting the fuck on. Like, I'm be that bitch in the cut watching y'all niggas. Like, nigga, I know y'all niggas is not about to allow. No. Mm-mm. We gonna die anyway, and I'm gonna throw something at you. Throw your knife, right? Ain't gotta be on point. Have anybody watched that Chucky series?
No.
That shit dope. That shit is so demonic.
After I saw that last movie, I'm like, man, I'm done with Chucky.
Yeah. When I said the series, though, is so retarded, it's so graphic, it's so demonic, and...
Well, maybe
you don't want to watch it.
You want to talk about something graphic? You know what's graphic as fuck? These last few fucking Scream movies.
I haven't seen
them
yet.
Yo, this last one I did, yo.
No, Chucky punched the motherfucking... He did a finisher move. He punched the nigga right through his chest. Had his fucking heart in his hand. Pulled the fucking hole out. The fucking shit was beating. And he looked at him, and whatever nervous system he had, because his heart wasn't in there anymore. And he fell.
How about Ghostface stabbed the motherfucker in the stomach? Right, and then brought another knife from behind him and stabbed the motherfucker in the back at the same time, and then told the motherfucker it's an honor because he kills Stewie.
This shit retarded.
The you know David Arquette's character, the original, like not Doofy, like or who Doofy was based off of in the Scary Movie, but I'm talking about stabbing like this and like. Raised the knives up like this and just like completely murdered his ass.
But this nigga Chucky sliced this motherfucking nigga mama down the fucking middle of her head in front of him. When I say Chucky has no fucking chill, he sliced that bitch from the Ruta to the Tuta, and we watched it graphically. Going down her fucking head, her neck, her chest, her shit to her vagina. her vagina. Yeah. Was split open and she just went separated and split. It reminded me of when Madea cut them couches. You know, yeah. She was like, this motherfucker. I said, Chucky ain't shit. Chucky had this little, and I'm speaking of bombs and sacrificing yourself, okay? He had the 7-year-old little fucking boy, which is the foster brother of one of the fucking kids whom parents he murdered in front of him, or however the fuck he murdered. Because he said, I'm killing all y'all motherfucking parents. Fuck you. And I'm going to kill all y'all bitches together. This is Chucky's stupid ass, okay? This little motherfucking 6-year-old boy ran into the kitchen thinking it's a homemade bomb. Chucky ass ran behind him and pushed the button. When I say Chucky has no chill, bro, Chucky don't give a fuck. Chucky said, nigga, oh, yo, baby? Fuck your baby. Fuck your baby toes, nigga. I'm about to chop them bitches off in your face and make you eat them. And I'm going to watch you shit it out and then make you eat it again. Chucky is a hoe, man. He ain't no one. He ain't nothing to fuck with, for real. He ain't no hoe, for real, Chucky. I'm just saying, Chucky series. I'm just going to say that. That's all I'm saying.
And I saw.
I'm just
this
saying.
Nigga.
How about Freddy?
Pinhead. Pinhead is definitely one of the. Ooh. I don't know.
Freddy got a series.
Who?
Freddy. Four Nights with Freddy or some shit. Oh, I'm about to watch that shit Freddy. With the kids because I dare you to fucking.
Is that
play
that's
with
about
me.
Freddy Krueger?
Yes, on Elm Street.
Five Nights at Freddy's is about that web game with the animatronics. It's like kind of like how the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics was.
Uh-huh.
But it's like the motherfuckers is like. Because Five Nights at Freddy's is on some shit called Steam. And Steam is like where new game developers put up the QA sessions of the game before it's fully developed and comes out. And then you just got developers that just got games, like the web game.
Oh, so it's based on the game?
Yeah. So Five Nights at Freddy's, you had Wally's Wonderland, which was like a. I guess you could say like a knockoff version that came out before the actual movie that just came out that had Nicolas Cage in it. It was called Wally's Wonderworld. It was like the same premise, but it wasn't what it really was. So now that they just released Five Nights at Freddy's as a movie, but it's like the actual characters from the game, because the game itself is like how the movie is kind of paved out. Got them doing Five Nights in an old abandoned, you know what I'm saying, fun that's world vicious, like though. Chuck E. Cheese, yep. But the animatronics are
isn't it with kids too, right?
Yeah, they kill kids. They kill everybody,
but the main thing, I'm watching it with the kids. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, and I know it's not October anymore.
Everybody gets murdered.
But it's going down. Mm-hmm. And you can get it too, if you're going to play with me, bro.
People die to
that's
family.
How I feel. That's how I feel. People no die. Discrimination in this nation.
People died to fail.
$100 billion.
I don't know if you know what that means, but if you've seen 1,000 ways to die in the West, a million ways to die in the West.
People I've seen a million ways to die, but in the West, oh yes, I did see that.
Yeah, Tommy Harlan, the guy that made Family Guy and Ted.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
That nigga, what's the name?
People
die at the fair.
No, it's true. Because when I was at the fair, at the Georgia fair, at the fairground, it was creepy. Because all I heard was creak, 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 creak. And I'm like, I know this ain't no Final Destination type shit going on. And I'm filming at this time. And you know me, I'm burnt the fuck out. And I'm speaking on it. And I'm like, yo, I'm not even trying to speak it. But I'm like, I know. This ain't no Final Destination shit going on right now. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, people die at the fair. That's all I heard in my head. Like, people die at the fair. I didn't know that was a real motherfucking show, though.
I know a girl that used to work at, I think it was Six Flags that it happened. But I believe it was on the news. It was the about some boy that was trying to climb on the rise, and he ended up getting one of his heads cut off.
Woo, amputation. They said that they about to start doing that on death row. Y'all niggas
hit me
cut off.
It happened down here. She I guess she was one of the people that attend the rides or watch the rides. And dude just went up there and did his thing and bro got his head cut off. She said the blood like just slapped her. Like that was that.
Damn.
shoot just like. Yes, I really think Marshall likes. Oh my God!
Stop the machine!
Marshall!
Bitch, it's too late to stop the machine. Just keep it going so I can keep my ride.
Marshall,
yeah,
that
shit crazy.
That's a hard shit.
But did you hear about that shit with the amputation of the prisoners on death row?
What you mean?
Is it fake? It's probably fake news, huh? See, Donald Trump said that shit. He said, don't be listening to the internet. So, I heard or was reading about, it's not like, I'm not into inmates or nothing, but I was reading about that shit. Death row is supposedly starting this new thing where, you know, instead of injecting people or whatever, they're going to start amputating your head with the little thing.
What's the fucking guillotine?
Yeah, we're just chopping it up.
Wait,
that's
way,
what he
way,
said. That's what the motherfucking article said. I'm gonna send you the article to Crave Reviews, and I'm gonna let y'all
check
that shit out.
You know how many people are in there and they just waiting because they gotta buy the shit to kill?
Yo, I said,
nigga, we got
shit.
A guillotine back there. We gotta do a sharpen that bitch.
Yeah, cause it kind of. I ain't gonna say it makes sense, but cause you know. Like in the chair, if you survive that electrocution, they gotta let you free.
You can go.
You free.
When they start doing that?
You free to go.
Because back in the good old
days. They been started doing
that. Oh, say back in the good old days, they just hit your ass again.
If you survive, but it's a catch to that. It's like a 1,000 out of 100 chance you survive of all them bolts going in your head. But if you
and legal ingestion,
they gotta set you free.
They got
you know what
it's
I'm
a record of a nigga that just happened to like that happened to him in the past 50 years.
Yeah.
Motherfucker got electrocuted and he did die, and you know what happened? Right. They was like, oh shit.
I don't know, it might not be true, but I was reading that shit on the internet. The internet ain't shit. The internet ain't shit. That motherfucker said, we off with your fucking head, inmates on death row.
Oh my God.
And I said, just imagine trying to have a funeral with your neck with a motherfucker trying to find a scarf. Like, I'm trying to find a fucking scarf for this nigga because he got motherfucking stitches in his shit. And I'm like, this shit ain't gonna work.
That's horrible.
This is not how he dressed.
That's horrible. This is not how he dressed.
This is not how he dressed. My nigga ain't never wore no scarf. So now I gotta wear a scarf because he got stitches in his neck. You got me fucked up. Way to respect the dead.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's stupid. But I didn't read
Oh, shit. Bro, oh my God, my bad. Oh, shit.
Bite your teeth through your fucking
gum. They said that dry death ain't shit.
Boy, imagine the motherfuckers. That had happened for real, I'm sure. That motherfucker like, that nigga like,
because
that would kind of scare you too. Like, oh shit, this nigga still alive?
This thing could probably be like, you know how you do a roast when that shit don't die? You know what I'm saying?
You survived it? Oh, mother. Oh.
It's gonna scare you because the body's gonna jump and you're gonna jump. You gonna
right. I better keep your hand on it just to make sure. Like,
I hope it's a switch, not the knob,
because
I'm like, y'all ain't finna
break
my arm.
The
nigga
said, I cannot die.
And
walk back up.
Just make me just
get I wake up dead. I'll be mad.
Oh, shit.
I wake up dead.
That's
so
R.I.P. to the one.
I guess that's supposed to be like this.
Yeah, man. R.I.P. to the
draw
dead. Oh, yes. Oh, no, no, no.
We are in no way making fun of those who have had their life taken by that type of punishment.
No, absolutely not. That is horrific.
Just simply pointing out.
I mean, listen to the suggestion. I just don't see how you could fuck that up.
Situational comedy.
Like,
wouldn't you just go to sleep?
Nah, you would probably be sick as fuck and have diarrhea. All the side effects they give you for the shit that help you. That shit, you're going. What's the side effect?
I'm sure you won't never be the same again.
Yeah, you're going to be fucking
you survive that, like you the ultimate jack of the world. Like, yeah, you survive a leaf with
Buddhist.
Right, like
oh, literally, it's known to be lethal.
So, like, apparently, right. This is supposed to be cyanide and a little bit of fentanyl and this, but apparently, they put grape juice in apple juice.
Drop his knees and start praying because how you survive a lethal injection?
They just put grape juice and apple juice and fucking a thing of orange juice in there.
I'm about to be Googling like a motherfucker tonight. I'm about to be looking like, who survived?
Who survived?
Can I contact you? Let me ask you a few questions. Hi, my name is Angel. Can you please answer a few questions for me tonight? How did you survive the legal injection? What did you drink every day? This nigga was like, I was living off of motherfucking nachos. Not nachos. He said my last meal was nachos and steak. He said, I'm sorry, we is not making fun. Let me shut up. How did you survive?
All right,
see you later.
Right, that nigga Sean trying to sneak out. Oh.
So I gotta go.
Trying to sneak out on this impromptu episode of Crave Reviews.
Hey, that's a bestseller right there.
Yeah. I was like, we really had
a conversation on Matt. We actually, conversation.
Right. We actually had a subject we were supposed to talk about, but it was just going the way it was going. I was like, this would be dope right here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to capture that.
Yeah,
you know
we're our
saying?
Own anime crew. We're our own characters.
Oh, I can't wait to create her because she about to be off the hook. My anime bitch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stone and Ball Game coming soon.
Gang, gang.
Everybody tell them where they can find you at, Angel Baby.
I am Angel Baby. I am _ Angel Baby on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Angel Baby. I am Angel Baby. You can find me on YouTube, Angel Baby, on Atlanta's Ugly, on Crave Reviews, on D-List Celebrity, Stoner's Ball, Yo Daddy Draws. All right, that's it. Just playing.
I'm Kim.
I'm Nelson.
And we are
the Meet the Tyler's Experience.
And you can find us on IG at the Meet the Tyler's Podcast 2023. www.wearethetylers.com, D-List Celebrity, Stoner's Ball, ATL, all that. Facebook
all
TikTok,
that.
IG, YouTube, run it.
Run it. Damn it.
Yep. We media the media, by the way. Trademark.
Okay. Break the lens. Yeah, it's your boy Big Boss Freezy back in the motherfucking Heezy. You already know, on here with Crave Reviews, my boy King Spider-Man, Angel Baby, the Tyler Experience. We're all in the building right now. Don't forget, you can go over and find me on my own podcast called Who Really Gives a Fuck, streaming on all podcast channels. Make sure you get ready to come out to the Stoner's Ball. It's going down this year, 2K23. It's a new year. Hey. And tell your mama I said what's up.
Hey. Yeah.
That is the show.
Spider-Man.